What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That is Colin Cowherd on The Herd with Colin Cowherd there. And so I guess, so here's maybe where I play devil's advocate just a little bit on the Haslam thing, specifically with Shador. It's never going to be all about football with Shador until the football is worth it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's the hard part. And that's the part I feel like even if you're Shador, you're gonna get in there after the bye week, as Colin says, and then be like, did I earn this, or is this coming from up top?
So I think it's in that way, but I mean, like, in every facet of it, like, even with the Shahonks out there, the absolutely bat bleep insane Shador fans on TikTok, I mean, there's like Shador derangement syndrome with some of those folks that are just like, I feel like they're Donnie from Big Lebowski. They're wandering in the oh God, that, now I'm going to butcher that. Bleep that. Forget everything I just said.
All right, the point is, we bleeped it.
Thank you. We definitely didn't dump it.
No, that we weren't going to do that.
I deserve to sound like a moron because I forgot what he said. Anyway, the point is, I just think in every facet with Shador, like, it'll stop being about TikTok and the off-the-field stuff and his handler. It'll stop being about that when he's good at football in the NFL. And that's kind of why I can't wait until he does get in. So I probably won't be bugged. Listen, maybe it's that I've just chalked this season up to being what it is. So the idea that Jimmy Haslam could come down and be like, yeah, put him in, mm-hmm. It doesn't really bug me that much. I tend to think that's going to be brought on by some level of desperation. So I feel like the season has to play out to a specific degree. But like, that one of my main motivations for let's get Shador out there as quickly as possible is just let's see what he can do and see if the football can substantiate all the other stuff. And I don't mean just for Shador.
Yeah.
I mean with an organization who might like relax on whatever feelings they have about what he should and shouldn't do and how he does things. The second Shador's really good at football, all of a sudden they're not going to care about those things either.
So something else out of the clip I wanted to explore with you a little bit, because I feel like we've talked about it within a Haslam discussion, but we've never really drilled it down. Cowherd says part of the reasoning behind Shador getting in would be based off the idea that Haslam loves the attention and Haslam would need people and eyeballs on the Browns. You have zero national games. The NFL has told you we're not putting you in any public light outside of what your local Browns coverage is. Well, I mean, do you feel like Haslam would maybe around the bye be like, wait a second, no one's paying attention to us? I know it's not what owners should be thinking like, but Jerry Jones thinks this way all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, I think Jimmy does think about things like relevance. And I think that ties all the way back to the Manziel thing a decade ago. Johnny wasn't drafted off football. He was drafted off marketing. And that might be the one kind of tinge of why I think people maybe even buy into the Shador stuff, that Haslam himself drafted him.
I think it's probably with a big selling point for people thinking that he'll see the season, whether he is the best quarterback or not this year.
But like, I continue to come back to like, where you were just with this. Like, yeah, that's what this is about. Like, there will be a moment where if you are, I mean, God help us, if they're like 0-10, it doesn't matter if Dylan Gabriel's better than Shedeur Sanders. You're trying to keep people invested until draft talk. Like, Shedeur will be your Hail Mary. And, yeah. I think that actually is a nice way to think about it is, if this thing ever gets really boring and mundane, because they're not going to play an exciting style of offense, unless Joe wins the job. Joe's the only guy who I think is just going to go out there and make big plays happen, because the guy is, and I love that he said this, because he said this a few times about him, but as Zach Jackson has said, the guy was born to throw a football. Any of the other quarterbacks, and it's going to be dink and dunk. It's going to be run the ball. It's going to be take the occasional moon ball shot. It's going to be the least sexy offense. Shedeur might be the only other guy that can sexy things up, both stylistically and with his playmaking ability as a passer, and with the fact that he's going to get a lot of eyeballs on the product.
I mean, think about it. The season remains interesting as long as we don't know what Shedeur Sanders is. Like, if he's sitting there and he's not starting, and you want to see him play, you're waiting for him to go ahead and get in that action. And Haslam knows that, and I think that's what Colin is kind of getting after, that idea that Haslam at some point will just say, okay, yeah, for the relevancy, for the conversation, for people to talk about the Browns in week 10, let's say, and people be interested. I know it sucks to hear, but yeah, I do think that's a part of Haslam.
And there's another part for him personally.
For sure.
Because I can't imagine what it's like to spend money hand over fist, spend more money than almost any owner in the NFL.
He spent $1 billion on the team in the previous 3 years in contracts.
On bad teams.
Yes. To have nothing to show for it. For one playoff win for $1 billion.
And in the way that Shedeur will be a Hail Mary, I mean, Shedeur, whether it's 6 games, 8 games, 12 games, Shedeur bailing out is going to distract everyone from the Deshaun Watson, the afterglow of that stink, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're 0-10, part of the narrative, it's not going to be the biggest narrative because he's not playing, but part of the narrative is, well, this is the part and parcel with drafting.
It's your punishment.
Yeah. No, that's a great way to put it. It is your punishment. It is your medicine. It's whatever. So if then you throw Shedeur out there, it'll be one of the, and he plays well, even if you're not winning every game, it'll be a great misdirection.
Kind of like a magician. With misdirection.
Radu saying, cannot unring the bell of trying to get a Big Lebowski reference in. No. Trying and failing. Let's just own that. We own that. Let's go with...
That's all you can do.
Bob in Cleveland is... When you say somebody could be a magician, is that a compliment?
Well, first, bonjour, guys.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hey, how's it going? I haven't talked to you guys in a little while.
I know. We've been
good to hear you, Bob.
We've been here.
Did I tell you I went on a trip to Europe?
I thought you go every other week.
No, I mean, I was there for like a couple weeks. We were doing a vacation cruise trip to Europe. And, well, as you can expect, I used bonjour a lot over there.
very nice. Okay.
Anyways. So the magician thing, I would take that totally as a compliment. At least you're not being called a clown.
Ah.
Yeah, at least I'm not being called a clown.
I've called you so many worse things unintentionally.
Think about that. At least you're not being called a clown.
Okay. That's right. Well, Ken, you still don't have the good perspective on this.
Not yet. No, not yet.
Bob, do you think Haslam will get in the way with Shedeur?
No, I think Shedeur will get in the way of Shedeur.
Ooh. Expound.
I mean, I think there's going to be a part of him where he doesn't really take the ball game as serious as, you know, Haslam would like, or anybody would like, really. And I think he's going to get in his own way right because of that.
Bob, we appreciate you. Bonjour.
All right, Bob.
Thank you.
Got off to a rocky start there, but we landed the plane eventually.
Oh, yeah, Bob's got sometimes it gets a little rocky with Bob.
He's maybe still jet lagged from coming back over.
That would make sense. Yeah, that would add up.
Would you want to go on a 2-week trip of like a European vacation with Chevy Chase?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
I do too.
I'd love that. I think retirement me, I think that's what I aspire to do is go on like European vacations and just go for an extended period of time.
I would need to go for like 2 weeks and I need to come home, decompress for 2 weeks, and then I could go out again. I don't think I could do longer than 2 weeks.
You go truffle hunting with the pigs in Europe. It's gonna be a good time.
Is that a euphemism?
Nope.
Okay.
That's just what you do. You go truffle hunting. They got the little pigs out there, and you just go run around.
Didn't know if that was related to frolfers the other day.
No.
Let's go with... Wait. Okay. We're not going there. Irv in Cleveland.
Wait. Oh, now I feel bad because I don't want to hear from Irv at all. Well, I want to see exactly what Tim had to say.
All right, Irv, let's get in real quick here because I think I might have alerted JP to another caller here.
Oh, that's okay, man. Hey, man, so what I'm thinking is, wouldn't it be a better idea to have Shedeur out there if the team is winning? Because now you got players out there playing at 100%. Versus players, you know, if they're losing and you put them out there and, you know, it sucks, you know.
I kind of see what you're saying there, Irv. We thank you for the call. That's on me, dog.
That's okay. We got a chance for redemption here.
But, no, to his point, though, I think if somebody other than one of the young guys wins the starting job for week one, the only way Flacco loses that job, knowing that guys in that locker room really like him, is if you're not winning.
And which he's not set up to do, by the way.
I think Joe's probably more...
By the schedule is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I just think everything else, I think Joe is more apt to succeed in this thing early
than anybody else. Again, you have just an incredibly hard first 5 weeks of the season.
All right, Tim in Cleveland.
Let's get it, Tim.
Our call screener wrote in that he thinks you're an insane fan that thinks the Browns will be the talk of the NFL because of Shedeur. That's not what we think. That's what he thinks. Defend yourself, please.
I don't need to defend myself. Shedeur Sanders and Quinshon Judkins are going to have the Browns as the talk of the NFL heading into our bye week. And to touch on what you were talking about yesterday, I have no problem with no primetime games as long as when we become the talk of the town, the NFL doesn't flex any of our games to primetime to make themselves any more money. You want to give us any primetime games to start, you don't get to flex it when it's going to put more money in your pocket.
I mean, Tim, they're definitely going to flex
it. That's kind of how it works.
Starting from week five on, I would imagine you'd be in play for... I looked at the Sunday Night Football schedule earlier today. There's a couple games that could easily be flexed for the Browns to find their way in, if it is, in fact, a Shedeur Sanders debut. In fact, I wonder if we should be talking about this side of things, Tim. The idea of whether or not Haslam would make the move in accordance to an obvious flexed out Sunday Night Football game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't honestly think that Haslam's going to get involved in this at all. I think that Shedeur is going to prove himself on the football field. On the son of primetime Deion Sanders. He's got a lot of extracurriculars outside of football, but if there's anything I've got faith in, it's that his father instilled a philosophy of if you're going to play the game, you're going to play it the right way, you're not going to play it at all. If there's anything we all know about Deion Sanders is that he loves and respects the game of football, and I don't think he would tolerate his son not giving it his all every step of the way.
Tim, we appreciate you. Deion was known for a lot of antics when he was in the NFL.
I didn't think Tim was an insane caller, by the way.
That was unfair by Anthony Alanta.
It was a very measured, very fair take in the sports talk discussion.
But he was just pro Shador, right?
He called himself insane when he was talking with me.
You don't have to put what he calls himself into the call screen. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Are you anti-Shador, Anthony? I think that's what I'm getting off here.
I am, but that has no influence on my job.
It seems like it does. Yeah.
When the guy's supporting Shador, you call him insane in the comments.
I don't cloud my takes with my personal vendettas.
It sounds like you do.
It does.
All right. All right. I don't love that. All right. 216-474-0092.
Yeah, that was bad.
Will Haslam get in the way with Shador and a man who's been in the room for drafting not one, but two franchise, could be three, franchise quarterbacks has big, big, big things to say about Shador Sanders. That leads off Quick Hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.